And now you're also claiming, are you not, that people have certain experiences sometimes, as in seeing entities, what they might regard as angels, or these kinds of experiences.
There's a brainwave pattern for perceiving what we would generically call astral plane beings. Most people would describe them as angels. And I can give you one interesting example, because there's a complex pattern that relates to this. One time we had a San Francisco 49er in training, and he was doing,
really? What was he trying to accomplish?
He was exploring. I wouldn't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah, okay.
But he went through 5 days with alpha dominance at the back of his head, which is a typical pattern, and on the fifth day, it changed so that it was central dominance, and in order to see astral plane beings, centrals need to be higher than occipitals, and they both need to be above certain ranges in terms of the energy. He produced that pattern, and he held it for about 20 minutes. And I said to my technician, when he comes out of the chamber, he's going to have quite a story. Well, when he came out of the chamber, I can't say he was white as a sheet because he was a big black guy, but he was the most shaken I had ever seen him. And it took about a half an hour of coaxing before I could assure him that it was okay to talk about what he had seen, and he had seen three angels in the chamber. Transformed his life.
Three angels.
Another story was we worked with U.S. Army Green Berets, and we installed the technology on a secret base, and I took a portable unit, and I gave all of the, we did two 12-man teams of Green Berets, and we did baselines on them. They were going to go and do a month-long meditation retreat before doing their training, but of course, because retreat's a bad word in the military, it was called a meditation encampment.
Really?
Yeah. So,
that's
so I gave
like the military.
Yeah, I gave each of them a baseline, measured them, eyes open, eyes closed, listening to white noise, counting beeps, and then they came back one at a time for an interview. And in one of the guys, one out of the 24, I saw a pattern that I recognized as being the pattern where you would see angels or astral plane beings. Now, this guy sitting across the desk from me, his head is shaved, bulging muscles, you know, he's being trained as a Green Beret. He's a warrior in every sense of the word. And I looked at him, and I go, you know, am I going to tell this guy about this? And I stand on the technology. And so I said to him, in a calm voice, do you talk to beings that other people don't see? And it was like I'd hit him with a 2x4. He almost fell over backwards in his chair.
Really?
His breathing accelerated. He's, like, flushed. He's looking around like, is there anyone else listening? We were alone in the room. And then he leaned forward, and in a hushed voice, he said, well, yes, Dr. Hart, I do. When I'm doing my martial arts training, there's this old kung fu master that shows up and coaches me. And I've only told my best buddy on pain of death if he told anybody about this.
No kidding.
And I could read it in the brainwaves.
Whew. This is really heady stuff, indeed. Do you have any... Science has... I believe, identified a part of the brain that might be active when people are having these sorts of experiences in seeing something, or perhaps even OBEs. There have been a few studies, I believe, and there's all sorts of very interesting brain activity going on when those things happen. That's what you found?
Yes, and this helps to resolve the centuries-old conflict between science and religion.
Well, I'm not sure it resolves anything.
Well, it certainly...
There are scientists who claim, look, we can make people have NDEs. Mm-hmm. We can stimulate a certain part of the brain and create an NDE. So I'm not sure what we're proving here, Doctor. Are you?
Well, no. It's a good question. But what I'm pleased to say is that it takes away some of the heat in the discussions between science and religion and replaces it with understanding and with love and with data.
I'm not sure it resolves the big question at all.
No.
You know, does it? The big question is there really something after death?
Right.
Are angels really an entity, or is all of this the product of a living or nearly living human brain?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you answer that?
Well, I'd say one of the best ways is to do some exploration, whether you do that through prayer or meditation. Personal experience is the way in my view. And it's great to read and to, you know, hear stories about other people having profound spiritual or religious experiences. But I think the most important thing is for you to have the experiences yourself, because that way you go from believing into knowing, having a direct personal experience of the divine, which is the kind of thing that saints in both Christianity and yogis and Zen will speak about.
Okay. Doctor, I had one very brief, unexpected, uncalled for OBE. It was spectacular.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was in Paris, France, with my wife. Very romantic. And it happened in the hotel room in Paris. And I, all of a sudden, in one undefinable amount of time, just instantly was up above Paris, way up above Paris, and I had the most joyful, wonderful, indescribable experience, and then, bam, I was right back in my body. Only time it's ever happened. But it was incredible. But still, doctor, I can't sit here and say that that makes me understand that there is life after death, that what I had was not a gift given to me by, I don't know, luck, where I was, my state of being at the time, whatever, but a product of my complex human brain. Mm-hmm. Nothing guaranteeing a life outside of
I would agree based on that.
You know, when the blood flow stops to the brain, then that kind of thing may stop too, for all I know.
Would you like to have that experience again?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, if we could measure the brainwaves when you were doing it, you would get the pattern, and then you could train to reproduce that pattern. And what I've recognized is that there are, because that experience is actually fairly common for people doing this training. More than 10, maybe 15% of the people will have that in their first week. And it's associated with very high alpha activity.